It is Lewis' words, freedom is the continuous action we all must take, and each generation must do its part to create an even more fair, more just society. That echo as the gas swallows me. I feel men crashing into me as they flee pepper bullets and fires from flashbang grenades, dragging choking, bleeding bodies away, but I hold my ground because I know the law. A federal injunction prohibits the use of gas unless the lives or safety of the public or the police are at risk, and that is obviously not the case here. I listen and am prepared to obey dispersal orders from authorities, but they never come. But I am also naively stunned by the suspension of my lifelong privilege. Those federal agents are the brothers in arms of men I love. My father, the Navy Submariner, my former father-in-law, the disabled Marine, the police officer I swooned over in my youth, and I am a white woman, the high school cheerleader those feds once fell for, the sorority girl they courted, the one person those officers truly referred to when they swore an oath to serve and protect. If they are willing to turn on me, to fire on me, for finally breaking my silent complicity and standing with and for my black neighbors, what havoc will be wreaked on the black bodies left behind if I vacate this street? For a second, the gas lifts, and it seems there are only a few women left, standing arm in arm in the yellow shirts those agents know mark us as mothers, just empty asphalt between us and the men some other mothers raised. And that is when they shoot us, point blank, with impact munitions. The woman on my right falls forward. The woman on my left is struck in the head. I feel my bone break. My right ankle is encased in a bulky cast after a fall the previous week, and those American sons shoot my other foot out from under me. Today, now that federal agents have withdrawn, our protests go on peacefully. But America, be wary. Forget Portland at your peril. Everyone thinks they'd have joined the resistance if they lived in 1940s Europe, when we know that most stayed inside, served supper, tucked the children into bed with a kiss and a lie. All is well. Close your eyes. Don't wait to be knocked off your feet. It may be you they aim for next.